Hello and a very warm welcome to this podcast, Magnetic Heart, where in each episode we'll be discussing topics to do with relationships, spirituality, connection, love, masculine and feminine polarity, and much, much more. And in this podcast, I really wanted to highlight why masculine and feminine polarity work is so important as a tool to use for self-development and better relationships, and why there has been this need to look more at the feminine and try to understand the feminine energy a little bit more in the times that we're living in right now. So this universe is made up of two different types of energy, if we want to simplify things down. Masculine energy, which is yang, it's outward energy, it's dynamic, it's strong, it's directive, it's giving, it's everything that you can feel. It's what's tangible and logical. And then there's feminine energy, which is the opposite. It's yin, it's soft, it's flowing, it's to do with the void, it's to do with going into the depths of our souls. It's spirituality, oneness, community. It's all about the unknown, the spiritual realms. Everything we cannot see with our two physical eyes. And so it's this delicate balance of both masculine and feminine energies and a mutual respect for these energies within ourselves that is so important always to remember, that one and the other cannot exist without each other. They are made to complement each other. They are made to be in balance. And when they aren't in balance, then harmony on this earth doesn't exist. And this is where I feel that we are at right now, with this very unbalanced state between masculine and feminine. And I really want to emphasize that the work is about coming deep within our own selves and trying to look at it from that perspective first, instead of pointing fingers and separating ourselves, that you are the one that did this, you were the one in the wrong, it's men, it's women, it's this, it's that. The purpose of this podcast is to bring people together, to create more love and unity and understanding, so that we can have better relationships, not only with ourselves, we can understand ourselves better and feel more harmonious within. But it's also so we can have better relationships with others and then be able to live lives that are joyful and rich and divine. As we evolve in consciousness, the structures of everything that we do also have to evolve and change. And I believe that this requires letting go of the old structures that we have been born and brought up adopting. And some of these structures, some of these belief systems are so deeply embedded into each and every one of us in different ways that it requires a lot of effort and hard work and commitment to to be able to understand what's going on and to challenge these behaviours and these structures, these old ways of looking at things and doing things, and having the consciousness to be able to create new structures and new beliefs that really are in alignment with who we truly are. And that can be incredibly scary because we have to go against the grain and learn how to come deep within, go on a journey and trust that journey, trust our own intuitive nature and that the pulls that we have towards exploring certain things and letting go of others. So I want to emphasize how important it is to come out of the critical mind when we're starting this journey, and forever actually, not just when we're starting, to always be aware when we are coming from a place of pointing fingers and blaming the outside world. This is causing more separation and more issues. When I talk about the benefit of doing this masculine and feminine polarity healing work, I talk about, first of all, looking at the wounded aspects that we have within ourselves. Whether that be being manipulative and overly controlling or overly emotional, whatever it is, to start to, with compassion, because it really does start with compassion and love, to be able to just notice when a behaviour is coming from a wounded place within ourselves. And this behaviour that would be considered to be wounded or in its detrimental state, which causes pain to another and pain to ourselves, is when we are not really ourselves. These behaviours come up when we have been through pain and trauma. And we've all been through pain and trauma for as long as we're human beings. And the antidote to that is love. So, in the last couple of podcasts, we've talked about wounded energy and just how important it is to be aware of when we're operating from a wounded place. And like I said just a moment ago, we're not truly ourselves when we are operating from these states. They are causing more pain. They are from our pain. They are from this belief that we are not enough, that we are separate, that something is missing, and that this behavior is going to somehow make me feel more whole. This behavior is going to somehow bring me more love, because I am not enough as I am. That opening my heart and being myself isn't going to be safe, and it will result in pain and hurt. So on this journey, we have to be really brave to be able to challenge these beliefs that we've adopted in order to protect our hearts. And they can be incredibly difficult to shift because they're so deeply ingrained. I know for me, it's taken years and years and years to shift particular thought patterns and behaviours that I've had that I've used as well to protect myself. But it's something that we have to be brave enough to delve into, but also patient enough to as well, because healing doesn't happen overnight. These things take time. They take constant effort. And I've noticed that the deepest shifts happen when there's a lot of love, understanding, and compassion to ourselves, not just as personalities and human beings, but, you know, as spiritual beings, to be able to have this compassion, knowing that we are on a journey together, collectively. Now, I wanted to talk again about the feminine energy, because the reason why the feminine energy is so important right now to understand, because I feel like she's really been misunderstood for such a long time. And this is why I think anyone would that would associate more with being more in their feminine, you know, most likely women, there is such a rage and an anger and a chaos that's coming up. But a chaos as well on this planet, that there's this feeling of, you know, things can't keep going on the way that they have, with the pace of life, with this mentality of it's me, my, I, with this, you know, people wanting power and wanting money and wanting control, and all these very unhealthy, wounded masculine and wounded feminine traits that are coming out, that are all coming from a lack of love and a lack of connection to spirit. And this is what I wanted to talk about when I was just explaining why feminine energy is so important to understand. Because the feminine energy is the missing piece of the puzzle. The feminine energy is about unconditional love. She is about this beautiful, free connection, abundant connection with the divine. She's just tapped into that source. She's tapped into this very sweet, motherly, nurturing essence, which it's this source which lights us all up from deep within, like a child that's been given a piece of candy. You know, it's this energy that we all deeply want, that money cannot buy, nothing can buy, nothing on this in this material world can give you that energy. And I feel it's something really deep down, whether we're conscious of it or not, we are all deeply searching for. And when we are tapped into this energy, we understand who we are beyond our physical selves, beyond our human selves. We are lit up with this absolute love for who we truly are, which is divine, which is, it's never ending. It's absolutely beautiful who we truly are. It's one. It's unity. It's pure consciousness. And I understand that a lot of people, and maybe people that will be watching, may be atheists or may not even want to know about spirituality, or may shudder when I even say the word God. But I really think that we've got to open up a little bit more to see past this conditioning of seeing spirituality and God in a way that maybe we got brought up identifying it as. I know I was brought up in a very strict Catholic household. And the way that I see the divine is so, so different to the way that I was brought up to view it. We are divine. It's our nature. We are literally swimming in this sea of divinity without even realizing it. And we are so desperate to wake up to that. So waking up to feminine energy means being able to really let go of these mental constructs and this tight grip of what we have of reality, of what we think we know. To let go of our egos a little bit, to lose our grip of our ego, to allow ourselves to become seekers and explorers. And understand that sometimes we're going to feel weak when we allow us, when we give ourselves up to the feminine's grace, to God's grace, to this whole spiritual exploration of who we are. We go through initiations, and the feminine initiation is letting go of the mind. And when you let go of the mind, and when you try to really step away from being too identified with the ego, we go through many, many ego deaths. It can feel like dying. It can feel like you're going crazy. And so I feel that when any of us come to this point where something triggers us and we feel like we're losing ourselves or we're losing our power, some of us stop here. And this is where we need to keep going. We need to trust. This is where trust comes in. Trusting in something higher than ourselves to guide us forward. And so when we come into more feminine energy, we start to come deeper into the heart space. We start to become more intuitive and more attuned to these subtle, more subtle energies. And these subtle energies guide us. They're like our internal navigation system, which leads us to places where we would never even imagine. And it's this journey that we go on when we really learn to follow this intuitive pulse and our own visions and our own creativity and our own joy, because we forget that so much, to follow our joy. We've become so used to following what everyone else is doing and being sheep and following what gives us power and what society wants us to do, that we've stopped learning to really follow our own joy. And so we may get to a point in life where we really think, gosh, I'm actually really unhappy. I've not actually done what I've truly wanted to do. So this is something important, because when we start to embody more feminine energy, it means letting go of what we have been brought up to think is important and right. It means thinking outside the box, or more so feeling outside the box. It means having an open heart. It means being more compassionate and loving, not just to ourselves, but to others. And this is something I feel very passionately about, this unconditional love towards self. Being compassionate when we do dip into our more wounded states, when we do come into contact with fear and states that are scary, when we do sometimes fall down, a mother would come and wrap her arms around that child and smile at that child and say it's okay. Well, do we speak to ourselves in that way? Do we treat ourselves that way? And when you can allow that inner child, that inner part of you that really just wants to be loved, when you can give it that space to be loved, then our whole reality shifts. Because we feel so much fulfillment and joy and peace from within. And we realise that actually we don't really need it. We don't need it from the outside. We don't need to grasp onto things that are outside of ourselves that will never truly give us that much fulfillment. Now, this isn't to say that we just completely let go of the material world. The material world is here for us to enjoy. But it's when we use the material world in a way that is unhealthy and that is harmful to others and to the world itself, to Mother Earth herself, this is where we come into disharmony. And so going back to our relationships, how this can actually impact our relationships is when we start to see ourselves from that more divine state. We start to see our divine nature. We start to embody that divine nature and understand who we are beyond the physical. When we become more compassionate with ourselves and we learn to be our own love, and we form a connection with the mother, which is the feminine, then we can start to understand others. We can become more compassionate and understanding to others. And instead of it's just about me and my feelings and my, you know, stuff, it naturally shifts. As consciousness shifts, we naturally want to start thinking about others. We naturally understand that my happiness is also your happiness. And we have a deeper understanding of what love truly means. So, of course, our relationships shift because we shift. And as our relationships shift with ourselves and with others, then our reality shift and life itself shifts. We start treating the earth better. We start treating our bodies better. We start making better choices where we let go of addictive, unhealthy behaviour. We don't want to hurt another person. We don't need to. Because we feel whole. We feel at peace. So I hope that you have gained just a little bit from this short podcast. It's something I really feel passionately about. And I'm sending you lots and lots of love and light, and I hope to see you soon for the next podcast. Take care.